home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Deals. These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong or Dr. Paola Castellanos, now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care, expert care, close to home.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Yes, it is. Party Line on WILO. Greatly appreciate you being with us this morning. 96.9, of course, 102.7, Boone's Best. Here on Casper Media, also HoosierlandTV.com, streaming on HoosierlandTV.com And glad that you can join us today. Sunny and hot with a high near 92. It is going to be a warm one. Heat index about 101 today. So be very cautious if you're out and about. If you're one of those folks that got to work outside, make sure that you get plenty of hydration. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 74. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high near 93. Again, heat index nearing, over 100, 101. And then Thursday, sunny and hot with a high near 93. And Friday, to end up the work week, 91 for another warm one. So the Friday night lights will be warm on Friday night. So make sure that, again, you just take care of yourself. Keep yourself hydrated and dress appropriately. Don't forget County Road 800 North and County Road 600 West on 39 closed all day today. Please avoid the area. And I mentioned dress appropriately. Well, we have someone that definitely knows how to dress. And joining me via telephone, Miss Tammy Sheridan. Good morning, Tammy.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that. So wanted to talk to you a little bit today. Of course, all full disclosure, for those that may not know, you are my beautiful wife, and I greatly appreciate that. But you also own Delilah's boutique. Now, you and Brooke, our daughter Brooks, she has been in the hair business for quite a while. You guys started in 2005. Tell us a little bit about Delilah's. You started out with nails and manicures and kind of a spa, but then shifted, kind of pivoted after the recession. Tell us a little bit about Delilah's and how that came to be.
Well, Brooke and I decided in 2005 to open up a salon. And at that time, of course, she was a hairdresser and I was a nail technician. So I did nails and pedicures and that kind of thing. After doing that for about 25 years, I decided to retire. And so Delilah came about through all that transition. I still wanted to do something. Clothing was always in fashion, something that I enjoyed doing. So when we shut down the part of the salon for the nails and the technician and pedicures, I decided to open a boutique. And so we turned that whole area into a boutique, and we've been doing that for about 8 years now, and we love doing it. It's been a lot of fun, and so that's how Delilah's came about. And if people do not know, the name Delilah's came from my mother and my granddaughter, or my daughter, that Delilah's is her she's her granddaughter. So we decided that was just a perfect name for us to call the boutique. So that's how we got started.
Miss Delilah, of course, one of the sweetest people that I've ever known. So she is the namesake there. So what really kind of is your passion about fashion? What really gets you excited about when someone comes to the door? What would be like, how is the experience? What can someone expect if they came through the doors of Delilah's?
Well, I've always had a passion for fashion. That's always been something that I was just really into. And so when we opened the boutique, we decided that there were a lot of things we wanted to do. We wanted to make it a pleasant experience. We wanted to make it something that somebody would walk into and that they would see a smiling face. And I love helping people find things that fit them and their style. So it's just been a very big passion of mine, and I've enjoyed it thoroughly. And we're looking to grow. And we started out with just kind of trendy clothes, and we've moved on from there. And we also do Western. We do the boho. We still keep the trendy, and we've also opened something very exciting for Delilah's Boutique, and that is men's clothing.
Yeah, you. Let's talk a little bit about that before we get right there. But you got to explain to the boho for folks that are not necessarily in the fashion world. Okay. It's what you and you mentioned some of these names. So what are some of these fashion names and the gals? They know about certain jeans that they come. There's certain pants. There's certain styles. There's certain waistlines and all of these different things. You basically know that, you have that knowledge, and you are trying to fit the right person with their body style and really what their style is, their personality style. You're trying to fit all those things together as someone comes in. It's not just a go check out the rack and see what's going on. You really are trying to create or fit the style of the person.
Yes. I'd be glad to explain that. So with the Western, of course, that is more of your Western, and I think everybody understands what that is. It's the cowboy hat, the trendy clothes in the Western style where you have the cows and the horses, and it's a very unique style, and we have a lot of people that love the Western style. So we have that. We also introduced here in the last year the boho style. And for those of you that do not know what the boho style is, back in the day, it was actually more of the hippie style, where you're going with your big pants, your big overalls, you've got a lot of flowers, and just all kinds of different patterns. And when you look at something, look at a pair of overalls or rompers, you may want to call them, but they would have different patches of different fabric, and it's a very fun style. It really is, and it's something I've really gotten into. But we also carry our trendy style, and one thing with trendy style is that's just your everyday woman that maybe they want to dress up for work, or they're just not into the Western and the boho. They're just a little more subtle in their styling. So we have shirts and pants and jeans for all of these styles. Now, when a person comes into Delilah's, the first thing I do is obviously greet them. And one thing I always tell my customers when they come in, you are going to know me and I'm going to know you by the time you leave. Because I love people, I love talking with them, getting to know them so that I can help them better in their style. So if somebody comes in and says, hey, I'm looking for something to go to a wedding, then we would lead them towards the dresses, and we would talk to them about how they want to dress. Do you want to be more subtle? Do you want to be more bright? And so we just go from there and we start picking out things that would suit them. Now, we do for the Western and the boho. Sometimes people come in and just want to look. So it's a very fun thing, and I enjoy doing it so much. And I have met so many new faces and people. I just love doing it. I've made a lot of new friends. We also have jewelry. We have purses, we have shoes, we have scarves. We have a lot of different things to offer people. And in that, we also have the Western jewelry, the boho jewelry, and just your everyday jewelry that people want to wear to maybe like a wedding or to go to work.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot to offer.
Yeah, we've, I think, talking about the ladies' fashion, and you mentioned men's fashion, and I wanted to kind of get to that before I let you go. The men's fashion, brand new, it's been talked about a lot. We used to have a variety of men's stores, men's shops here in our community. I mean, I can go back to Friedman's, you can go back to Constantine's. I'm sure people could start calling in with all different names, Craner's, a lot of these folks that I could get Dockers from, or I could get a shirt from. Now that's not been the case as of late, but locally, I mean, you can still, there's Rural King, there's Walmart, and there's those situations, but to have someone local, a mom and pop, you have opened up a corner of Delilah's to the men, which we greatly appreciate. I have a Delilah's Western shirt on right now as I speak. We're not broadcasting video, but if we were, you would see a cool Western snap-up shirt. The pearl snaps is what they call them. But tell us a little bit about menswear and, you know, your desire to see that grow, because it's not just about shirts. It's also, you know, a whole, if you need a suit or tuxedo rentals. Tell us a little bit about that whole service.
Absolutely. This is something that I have been so excited about and passionate about. Had a lot of people come to me and say, why don't you start carrying some men's things? So I was approached by JFW Formal Wear to do tuxedo rentals and suit rentals for weddings and birthday parties, different things like that. And when that all took place, we also sell suits, so you can buy a suit from me. So when they approached me about that, I thought to myself, this is a great time to start introducing some men's things. So what I did is I started asking wives and men, what do you want to see in the men? And so I had a lot of people come to me for Western. A lot of people come to me for just an everyday going to work, nice polos. And then I've also had people come to me that just want like a plain polo or a plain nice t-shirt that's comfortable to wear. So I have started out with those things, and they are really going well. But one thing I would love to see is more men come in and tell me, what would you like to see me carry? What style of shirt do you like? What is in your way of dressing? So I'd love to have people come in and tell me about that, wives even. I have done fantastic. I've started out with one rack and a few shirts on the wall. I now have three racks of men's shirts. Now, something I would love to see come about is I would love to see where we start carrying men's pants and men's jeans. And that's just something I'm really passionate about. I really want to grow the men's business where we have more than just a little corner. We have a lot to offer for our men.
Yeah, and if you are looking, you need to get measured for a suit, whatever the case might be. You have all of the measuring tools and have all of the requirements that to make sure that you get the right. I'm a recent purchaser of a suit, and it fit great. Wore it last week in a speaking engagement, so I can vouch that the suit was wonderfully made, and I really and very. Really affordable. I mean, when you think about suits, I go to any other major chain and you're going to spend $350 to $400, $500 some cases. And I think I got out of your shop with, right around $300, a little less with tax and all. So I really couldn't ask for a better scenario. So, and then the tux rentals, if people are looking at weddings coming up or, of course, proms next year, or any kind of special formal festival or festive thing that they want to get involved in, they can come and rent a tux from you.
Yes.
Okay.
We are enjoying that, yes.
Well, you've got, one of the other things I think, Tammy, I appreciate that you do is as good as anybody, not just, again, because of, you're my wife, but I think from a chamber perspective, I hear over and over and over that you cross-promote. Because if you don't have something, we have there's another boutique, Small Town Gal, right down the street. And I think the opportunity of promoting, whether, you go to send them down to Ellis Jewelers for some accessories and jewelry.
Absolutely.
Or if you send them over to Small Town Gal for something they may not get. I think that the beauty of being in a community, especially our size, we have the opportunity to cross promote and celebrate other folks' business, that because you know how hard it is, and they know how hard it is. And if people can work together to say, hey, you know what, we might be in competition to a certain degree, but, there's going to be things that I don't have that they do. We want you to come back to the community.
absolutely. That's something that I have ladies come in that are from out of town, and they want to shop our stores. So they ask me, what do we have? And so I tell them Small Town Gal, Ellis Jewelry, Busy Bees. I tell them all about our mom-and-pop restaurants. We want to create a downtown where people can come and spend the day with their friends and have a good time. So like you said, if I don't have something to offer, someone else might. So, yeah, I'm really passionate about that. I don't like to not have other businesses promoted because we need that.
Yeah, we do. We need the opportunity to work together, and we battle it sometimes because, again, that spirit of competition. But I think that collaborative effort goes a long way. So how do folks get a hold of you? How do folks find out more? I know you're located there on the corner of Columbia and Washington Street. How do people find Delilah's?
Well, Delilah's, you can call my phone number. It's 765-656-9114. You can call me. I will give you my hours. If I'm not going to be there and it's something that you really want, call me. I will work out a time to be there for you. Delilah's is just continuing to grow, and I'm absolutely so enthusiastic about that. And I would like to see the downtown grow also. So, yeah, stop in at Delilah's Boutique. Give me a call. Like he said, we're at 62 West Washington Street. We'd love to meet your needs.
Yeah, there's Downtown Diner right behind you. There's Nickel and Rye around the corner. There's all kinds of things. And soon to have a speakeasy around the diagonal side. John Knoll working on the old post office, the old police station. It's going to be lit up like a Christmas tree. It's going to be amazing. So a lot of cool things happening. And I know folks would greatly appreciate, especially those folks that are coming out of town, because you hear those comments that some people don't hear. The out-of-town folks that really are complimenting Frankfort. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Good Lord willing, I'll see you after football practice or after I get done with the Shanta shop, whatever I'm finishing up tonight. I'll see you later.
Okay, thank you.
All right, love you. Bye.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Tammy Sheridan there. I don't always tell guests I love them, but I can tell her that. So she's with Delilah's Boutique, also Color Salon here in downtown Frankfort, right there on the corner of Washington and Columbia Street, 62 West Washington, to be exact, is the place to go. And again, men, if you're looking for some shirts, I love the shirts. I've got one on right now. They're very comfortable. My good friend Leo just bought some clothes for his grandson, and he loves them. So it is open. Don't feel embarrassed to go into a women's boutique shop. It's because there's a whole little men's corner. You can go hang out, and hopefully it'll even get bigger as she starts to grow that. But, you know, and one of the reasons that I called her and asked her to be on today is that you know, we want to celebrate the mom and pops in our community because they are really the backbone of not just the community, but our country, and the opportunity to be able to promote. We want to be able to do that, and we greatly appreciate Casper Media allowing that to happen. But there's a lot of great mom and pop shops. Tammy mentioned a few of them, you know, Busy Bee, Small Town Gal. You know, you've got the Design Hub. You've got Ellis Jewelers. I'm just thinking of just in the downtown area of Frankfort, some of the places beyond the restaurants that are available. Hallelujah Way. I mean, if you want a book, you want a special gift, I go in there quite often. Cards, you know, Chris and Crystal have this whole card section, and they will sit down with you and personally look through the cards with you to find out, you know, what is the perfect card, what you're trying to find, and she has them all separated out. So it's that personal touch. In a world that has become very automated, in a world that's become very bot motivated, you know, which we're going to talk about that coming up, I hope, very soon, in talking technology And technology is not horrible. It's not evil. It's nothing different than a gun. You know, some people use a gun to do bad things, and some people use a gun to defend and save and even, you know, find food. But it's an inanimate object. Technology is an inanimate object. And people say, well, what about artificial intelligence? Well, it's still the inputter. Who's inputting that stuff? And so the good news is that I believe the opportunity that we have is to celebrate local and to celebrate the spirit of what this country was built upon, and that is bartering and trading and buying and selling the goods that we have right here that are being made locally, manufactured locally, and being part of something that really is making a difference. Because I don't know of too many times where the the Amazons and some of the other bigger stores are sponsoring the Little League or the Civic Theater or some of the other things that we know as community that get sponsored by these mom and pops and these small manufacturers and these small town business owners, and so which we greatly appreciate and want to celebrate. So make sure that as we go into this third quarter, and another reason as we set up this third quarter starting the day September 1st, that we are mindful of the holiday season that'll be coming up and Small Business Saturday, which will be coming up in November, Christmas. There's so many things we would have the opportunity to promote and celebrate and to certainly support our small businesses. So please, we appreciate that from a chamber perspective, from a Main Street perspective. You know, that's something that we do every day. But really, from just a community perspective, if you really want to see a good community growth and a community being strong, it is those mom and pops that are making it happen. Whether they are a restaurant, whether they are retail, or whether they're in the service industry, regardless, stay at home. At least give them a try first before you go somewhere else. I think it will definitely make a difference in our community. All right, rant is over. Road closure still going on. County Road 800 North between County Road 600 West and 39 is closed all day, so please avoid that. It is going to be a very hot one today. Make sure that you are prepared for that and that you are dressed accordingly, and you're if you get a note, it is American Chess Day. So if you do like chess, you can celebrate that by recognizing that that there are some people smarter than me. I'm a checker guy. So my son loves to play chess, but I've never really kind of got into it. So, but I said something I should learn, without a doubt, no doubt. Okay, that is going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. Good Lord willing, we'll be back with you on Thursday. Until then, have a great one. Be safe. Well, you always be safe, be obedient, but always be courageous. Speak what you believe your conviction is and stand up. All right, God bless. Talk to you soon.